here we are for another installment, at least until they drag me away, if they get their way, of the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, the impudent one, the insolent, the insubordinate peasant. And I like being that because I think that that's part of being a good citizen. And today, which happens to be the 23rd, I believe, of June, we are just a little over 2 weeks from my trial. The trial is scheduled for July the 9th here in Shreveport, Louisiana. And we'll be talking about some of the recent developments in that case today. I will also be talking about some of the things that are going on with the effort to get the message out and some of the ideas that some folks are coming up with that's going to help us accomplish that end. And we're going to talk to about a few instances that have been brought to my attention regarding some of the other cases and causes that we have encountered in the last week or so that I think illustrate the importance of fighting from out in the open, fighting from our turf instead of theirs. And so when we get back, we'll be talking about those and other things and whatever is on your mind, because if you want to be on the program here, you are among my favorite guests on this program. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Just give us a call at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll get you on and see what you've got on your mind and ideas you have or experiences that you can share with the rest of us that may make us better equipped and may make us better able to fight this beast. But give us a call. We'll bring you up and we'll talk about it. We'll kick these things around. That's how ideas are made. That's how ideas are generated. That's how notions are exchanged and produce better ones. And we'll be doing that in just a few minutes after we've taken a break here on the Live Free Zone.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we're back up and running here after having paid a few bills here at the Life Free Zone. And speaking of paying bills, it's as good a time as any to remind everyone that the Republic Broadcast Network is one of the few places where you can count on unfiltered news and unfiltered, unabridged, un-PC'd ideas. And that's of value. That any time you can have a source of the truth and a source of candid discussion. That is something that this country has far too little. We are far too filtered society. And this operation, though, is not, although it operates as a free agency, it is not a free operation. And it does need your support. You can help out in keeping Republic Broadcasting available to everyone. And by contributing either by calling 1-800-724-2719 and making a credit card contribution, or you can send a contribution to 1015 South Mays. And there are about three ways to spell Mays. This one is M-A-Y-S. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And keep this broadcasting network up. Keep this thing going. And if everybody helps out, many hands make light work. So remember, when you're enjoying yourself hearing things that you're not going to hear, hearing truths that are not going to be told, hearing ideas that are not going to be shared and exchanged and debated, that privilege is not a free privilege, and that Republic Broadcasting Network needs the support of its listeners and its subscribers to keep this service available, both on the Internet and on the shortwave. Now, to bring everyone up to date, we have had a few developments in the last week since I last spoke with you fellows and ladies. There was a pretrial conference scheduled for Wednesday, and that was when we decided the week before on Friday to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. We've been holding back on enrolling my trial counsel. Up until now, I've been represented by George Harp, and I still am, a very fine, capable tax attorney who's been in the movement for many years. The actual trial lawyer, however, that will be trying my case in a couple of weeks here is Larry Becraft, who many of you probably heard as a guest on this particular program a few weeks back. Larry has been involved in the defense since the beginning, but we have withheld releasing that information. We have withheld actually enrolling him until last Monday. And the problem, of course, that surfaced immediately was that he was going to have to participate in the pretrial conference by phone, which the court refused to allow, although that is customary in pretrial conferences done with out-of-town counsel all over the country. I participated in a number of pretrial conferences by phone and in pretrial conferences where other participants from out-of-town participated by phone. So, you know, that was, I don't know what the motivation was behind saying, no, you have to be here in person, but we ended up having to file an emergency order to reschedule the pretrial conference, and it's set for this coming Wednesday morning. And Larry, of course, will have to be there in person. But Larry B. Craft is now on officially as the lead trial attorney, George Harp as the attorney of record as well. Will be writing what I call and we call shotgun on the trial. And so now we have our lineup is now out in the open. And I imagine that that's probably not making some folks very happy. Nevertheless, that's a recent development. Another recent development is that, and this is going to come as a shock to some, but we mentioned earlier that, you know, we had a trial date back in April that was upset because the government wanted to add subsequent years. Well, they decided against the subsequent year charges and went back and merely added two underlying charges of failure to file for the same 2 years, 2000 and 2001. We filed a motion immediately thereafter to dismiss those two additional charges as being duplicitous contained within the evasion charge. And lo and behold, this last week, the court actually granted that motion and dismissed the two failure to file charges. So we've got a major procedural success. Now, whether it's a substantive success will depend on whether or not the court agrees to give the jury a lesser included instruction, which means that if they do not convict, find me guilty on evasion, can they then find me guilty for willful failure to file? And nonetheless, and the big accomplishment in this, and the big step forward, is that they cannot convict me of all four. Well, basically, it'd be kind of like convicting a guy of four armed robberies, you know, out of one. But nevertheless, that's all what's been going on, and those are the big developments, of course, in the case. We'll talk a little bit later, too, about big developments that are going on with Truth Attack in relation to my case. There are some things happening here, and it's really getting exciting. But right now, we want to talk to our guest here today. We got a call from Alan in Texas. Are you there, Alan?
Yeah, good afternoon, Tommy.
How are you doing, sir?
Well, pretty good. I spent several hours this week reading your memorandum for the first time. I haven't sat down and gone through it the second time. But I guess my one question that comes to mind is that if these statutes are improperly constructed, why doesn't Congress just go back and rewrite them?
Okay, that was one of the questions, of course, that I had, and it's a legitimate question. It's one of the things that I said, well, it can't be, because if it was wrong, it would be so easy to fix. But it isn't. They can't do it. If you noticed, this didn't come up in the memorandum very much, because I stayed on the high points. The memorandum only contains a portion of the picture, but it does contain the high points. But if you notice that when you start looking into liability, you run into liability of withholding agents on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations. You also notice that if you look into issue of what's an individual, you run into non-resident aliens. You also know that, or maybe you don't, but you do now, that if you look up the definition of person, you'll find out there are two persons. One is a person, and that includes a corporation, trust, a resident alien, this, that, and the other, yada, yada. And then you have a U.S. person, or United States person, I think they call it.
Right.
And that includes a citizen, which means that a person is not a citizen. And then if you look at, I think it's 6046 or thereabouts, you'll find a reference to resident, citizen, resident, or person. Now, whatever you're talking about, legal construction, there's a rule of construction that when you have alternates separated by disjunctives, like a or, the letters or, then they're mutually exclusive, which means that a citizen is not a resident and he's not a person.
Mm-hmm.
And a resident is somebody citizen or a person. So what does that leave a person to be? Because a person is neither a citizen, so that makes him an alien. He's not a resident, that makes him non-resident. Mm-hmm. So a person is a non-resident alien. Now, the reason that, that's the case is that they need a class of persons to tax and to define the taxable scope as broadly as they have. And the only one that, fits that description is someone who has no constitutional rights. The only people in the world that have no constitutional rights are non-resident aliens and foreign corporations, because even domestic corporations have constitutional rights. Because when you're talking about the constitutional rights, now you're talking about the defining the extent of the taxing authority. So the only way that they can use these broad sweeping language, the broad sweeping language in the description of income and in the description of gross income and the, you know, the describing what is taxable income, the only way they can use these broad general references is by applying it on a standard that has no limits. If they were to correct it, they would have to then redefine taxable. They would have to say, by identifying who is taxed, they would have to identify who is not. By identifying what is taxable, they would also have to identify what is not. And so that's where the rub comes. Then there also comes a point where once you've told a lie for so long, you can the price of the lie gets bigger with every day. The price of answering for the lie gets bigger. And we crossed that threshold a long time ago.
So are you saying, like they would have to redefine taxable income, so they would have to refer to cases like Brush Haber where wages would not be taxable?
Absolutely. Well,
okay.
Brush Haber and a combination of all the others, Eisner, McComber, and, you just hit it. In other words, that if they were to apply their taxing authority relative to us, to you and me, they would have to define taxable income in accordance with the constitutional limitations on the taxing authority.
I see.
But by making it a tax on non-resident aliens, they're not required to provide. And then by saying we're taxing taxable income, they're not required to tell you that they're not taxing non-taxable income.
I got you.
But okay. Good question, Alan. Good, absolutely perfect question. I could have scripted this one, but honest, you know, you and I don't know each other, right? We'll go through that routine.
No. I'll right. Keep listening, though. I'll let some other callers come
all
in.
All right. Well, thanks, I appreciate the call. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes on the Live Free Zone.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We're back to the live free zone. We're back up and running. And here to do some catching up on events of the week and to look forward to the weeks to come and what can we do to slay this monster, the most monumental, the most massive theft by fraud, deception, intimidation, and extortion in the history of mankind. What can we do to stop that? How can we stop a freight train like that? Well, we're gonna look at some ideas today, and we're gonna look mostly at your ideas today. If you have something on your mind, you have a question like Alan had a minute ago, or a comment, or a piece of information to relate, give us a quick call here, 1-800-313-9443 is a number. That's 1-800-313-9443. Almost sent you off to catch a donation, which, of course, you could do, too. But, we'll talk about it. In the meantime, what we want to do here first, though, is to bring you up to speed on the rest of what's happening with Truth Attack and with the efforts, particularly in connection with this case and with the efforts that it intends to carry out in other cases. For example, in this particular instance, in my case, the Truth Attack has called for a courtroom fill and demonstration. We're looking for people to be in the courtroom. And the reason for that, of course, obviously, is to accomplish two things. One is to let the court and the Department of Justice know that they're not operating out of sight, that they're not operating off in a back smoke-filled back room where nobody sees or hears what they're doing and saying. And the other reason is that it lets the jury know that this isn't a Tom Crier notion. This isn't a Tom Crier idea or a frivolous fruitcake notion or interpretation of the law. This is a law, the law itself, raw, unsullied, unabridged, unbent. It's exactly natural the way I dug it up, and I'm not the only one that knows about it. And by having people there that are apparently in support of that, these notions, it lets them know that these are not frivolous concerns. These are legitimate concerns that are shared by many, not by just one. Alone, I can be portrayed as a fruitcake, but together, they can't say we're all crazy. They can't say we're all nuts. And they can't say we're all wrong because they can't show us anything to the contrary. And the reason, of course, we know that they can't do that is because there is no law making the average working man or American liable for the income tax. And we know that there is no basis. there is no legal authority for the IRS to contend that 100% of personal earnings are profit. In other words, that we don't give anything in exchange for our pay. And I think that anybody who works for a living knows better than that. So who came up with that idea? I guess somebody who doesn't work for a living must be working for the government instead. So if you've got some notions, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443, and come on the program and kick it around with us. If you want to know a little bit more about what we're doing here, too, here we go with another little update, a little progress note here today. Thanks to some of these contributions that are being sent in, Truth Attack asked all of its members to send in $20 apiece. And I know they will eventually. I know that a lot of folks think, well, my 20 won't be missed. I'll do that tomorrow. It won't be missed. I'll do it next week. But it does get missed, because when that happens, what if 90% of people say, well, I won't miss my 20? Well, we sure missed those 90% of them. But we have been getting contributions in, and we spent $300 of that money to buy 100. I call them yard signs. You might call them something else. I don't know. But they're 18 inches tall and 24 inches wide. And in large, bold letters, it states, what income tax? ? And beneath that, across the bottom of the sign, truthattack.org. And those signs, those 100 signs, as we are speaking today, as we are visiting, I'm the only one here, I believe, that is sitting on my can right now. Everybody else that's involved in this is out putting signs up in the volunteers' yards, places of conspicuous places, public places. They're putting them in the back of their SUV windows, the rear window, so it peeks out at anybody who's rolling behind him. What income tax? truthattack.org. And hopefully truthattack.org will be simple enough for them to remember long enough when they get home and say, what in the heck is that all about? And a certain number of them are going to pull up Truth Attack. And you guys have been to the site. All of you have seen the message is there, about as clear as a bell. There is no law making us liable. We do not receive our wages for nothing. We are not parasites. And don't appreciate being called parasites, saying that 100% of our wages is profit. And so that's a major little thing going on here locally. And those signs then can be moved to the next hot spot. But that's what your contributions are doing. And we're going to take a break here again. And we'll be back in just a few minutes here on the Live Free Zone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking about taxes, particularly talking about liars. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, about the big lie and ways that we can get into it. But right now, I'm trying to bring everybody up on what we're doing here with my case in connection with the public and letting the public know ahead of time, hopefully, that before they go in there and get called for jury duty and they go come in to a courtroom, that they're aware that there's an issue, a real issue, a genuine issue, not frivolous, about the income tax and what it applies to and whom it applies to. And if we can accomplish that in only the case of a few of those, then that is going to be a major accomplishment, because the whole notion needs to be that what I have to tell the jury about what my belief is, that's the way you have to do this. You can't go in and tell them, oh, jurors, this is the law. Because the judge is going to say, hey, that's my job. You're not allowed to tell them what the law is. But I am allowed to tell them what I believe the law requires of me, and I am entitled to tell them why I believe that. So I'll have an opportunity, at least to some point, where I imagine the judge will cut me off somewhere along the way, that I will be able to let them know this is a serious issue, and that I have a genuine, honest, rational, objective, and well-grounded belief that the law does not require me, or you for that matter, to file a tax return and to disclose all of my personal information to the government, nor does it require me to pay a tax on the earnings that I have generated through the expending of my effort that belongs to me, and through the use up, the depletion of my work lifespan and my lifespan itself and my labor, which the Supreme Court says is my property. That there is no law that says that I have to do that, that I'm under any legal duty to file a return or under any legal duty to pay such a tax, and they can't refute it. That's the beauty of it. They can't refute it. So what they do is they pretend that it is there. It's a law. It's a phantom law. It's a law only because the judge is telling the jury this is what the law is. But if a jury knows that there's an issue about this, and whenever they hear it from me, it's not the first time. Now, you know, the first time you hear something, it's an allegation. The second time you hear something, it's an issue. And the third time you hear something, now maybe there might be something to this. That's when you start taking something seriously. And believe me, it is hard. I know that each of you who've tried to get this across to your friends, it is hard for anyone to cut their teeth on the fact that death and taxes and include income taxes for everybody are totally unavoidable and that they're a fact of life. It's hard to tell somebody and convince them of that. I was very difficult to convince. It took a long time before I finally had to accept the fact that it is true. It was not an overnight revelation for me. Well, I'm only getting one day with the jury. I'm not getting 2 years, the 2 years it took for me to finally say, well, I came to the conclusion that the law was what it is, a lot quicker than 2 years. But it took me 2 years before I was satisfied that I understood why and how it was done. And how and why it needs to be unraveled. This Gordian knot that they've created for us needs to be cut. You know, that's how it got solved before. It didn't get solved by untangling the Gordian knot. The sword came out. And in our case, we've got to take the sword of truth and cut that knot open and turn it into nothing but frayed ends that we're no longer afraid of. How's that for a good pun? But that's what we're doing here now with these signs that are going out today, is to get that discussion generated, get people asking questions, get people going to Truth Attack, seeing the message, seeing that this is an issue, and finding out, hopefully, that no, they don't owe tax either. So, you know, instead of they're coming into a courtroom and dealing with somebody who isn't paying their share, and I am, it's coming into a courtroom with somebody who is standing his ground for me as well as himself. Because I'm there to change things for those jurors as much as I am for myself or anyone else. So the developments that are happening around here right now are positive. They're good things that are happening. And that brings up the fact that no matter what happens with this trial in a couple of weeks, no matter what happens, more people are going to know about this because of it. More people are going to become tax aware, I call them. A lot of folks are fond of calling this the tax honesty movement. No, this is a tax aware movement to me. Are you aware of your rights? Are you aware of your obligations under the real law, not the law that IRS is telling you is the law without any authority to do that? And so, you know, if you've got people out there that are aware that there's an issue, that there's an argument, then they're willing to listen to both sides, mine included, and they might not have that preconceived notion that anything that goes against what I've been told all my life must be wrong. It's only human nature. It's, you know, just the way that we are, the way we're made. Well, we want to go to a caller now. And we can talk about some more developments later on. We got John in New York, I believe, is on. Is that John?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How are you doing, sir?
Doing very good. I sent you some information. I hope you get it, plus a little donation. It ain't much, but it's all I got.
Well, every bit counts, John. Thank you very much. It's very generous.
On my situation is I've got a complete fraud to where I've got a crime in action and the IRS refuses to acknowledge it along with the rest of the government, and so they're part of an extortion to just build on that, and it's beyond the point of even questioning whether you owe tax or not tax because I meet the criteria of hardship, but it went on for like 10 years and they just perpetuate it. Another thing that I received, and if you think about this, and everybody does it, when you go to buy gas or diesel or kerosene and you get your receipt for your fuel, you get a receipt with no tax on it. So
that's
now,
right.
When you go to get your taxes figured at the end of the year, you don't have a relationship of what your tax bill was. So you don't have to double pay the tax. Doesn't matter if you're a farmer or not farmer, whatever.
That's right. The only thing that you get technically, and of course now they don't tell you that you weren't taxed in the first damn place, but the only thing you get is you can deduct the cost of your transportation if it was a business expense. But what about the gasoline and the kerosene that you expend, you burn and buy and pay taxes on, that it's already been taxed, but it wasn't a business expense.
Right. So it's still a tax.
How do you claim
that?
Yeah, you're
and
right
you can't record it because you aren't given it. And I've asked for it and asked for it and asked for it. They refused to give it to me, but it was curious that one day I finally went down and I bought 5 gallons of kerosene. And I bought 5.28 gallons at $14.78, and they put the tax on there. The tax was $8.
Yeah.
So anyhow, and I found out that the county is buying fuel at $1 a gallon, diesel fuel, and the diesel fuel is at 25 cents less than the kerosene, and the state bid on diesel fuel is $1.13. So I know $1 is pretty close to what the cost is. So now here I went and I bought a small amount of fuel, so it wasn't bulk storage or anything. I'm a farmer, and so when I get fuel delivered to me, I should be able to buy it at kind of that price without the tax, and they're charging me $2.37. So all of a sudden now I can go down and buy 5 gallons instead of 500 gallons, and I should only be paying a little over $1, and they're hitting me for $2.37. So now that I'm finding this out, I'm trying to get a definite number in which I'm having one heck of a time getting that number, even though it's mandated that they give it to me. They refuse to give it to me, and they refuse to give it to anybody else, so that you can't not double pay double tax at the end of the year if you want to summarize those tax bills. And so that would be something that the jury would be one and one with. I mean, if you pointed it out. So bottom line is, this number worked out to be $1.28.4 for a gallon of kerosene and $1.51.4 for the tax. And again, as oil touches every one of us.
The tax was more than the kerosene.
That's correct. $1.51.4.
I'll tell you what, that tells you the state of affairs here. I mean, you know, you pay, won't pay more than 100% taxes on something.
Right.
You know, it just... And then, what does that tell you? Whatever your public servants, who, particularly the ones that have their handouts, say, put money in it.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to.
And they won't tell you how much or why or what it's for.
Well, I want to go to my Farm Bureau meeting, or I want to go to my town board meeting where they say they're helping the farmer, and I'm going to shoot the guy right in the kneecap. And he's going to say, oh, you just shot me in the kneecap. I said, no, I didn't. And I says, you can understand how you would put me down by taxing me over 100%. And you'd understand that if you're saying you're helping me and you're buying fuel for a dollar when you're not paying the tax and I can't buy fuel for a dollar, you're letting the oil company gouge me by $1.20% more or 120% more than you're paying, and you're not, and you're saying you're helping me and not paying me any increase of farming for over 50 years, you're killing me. And I
yeah.
I might have shot you in the kneecap, but you know what? No, I didn't. Because you know you're relying, and I caught you in a dead lie. And I'm all tired of it, and I'm all stopped and doing it now. We're all done talking.
Well, you see, that's one of the things, too. Now, the Farm Bureau, you mentioned that, would be a terrific organization. They could be a great deal of help for farmers in picking up this issue over, you know, the income tax. I know that the farmers have, a different set of rules that they go by, but they're still being subjected to a tax that doesn't apply to them.
Right.
And... You know, for the farmers to have a Farm Bureau, and I mean, the Farm Bureau is a very, very powerful lobby.
Yeah, but they're bought off pretty good.
Well, I mean, they have mixed motives. They have mixed input. They have mixed allegiances because
right.
You've got farms that consist of everything from, like, the farm I grew up on with 45 acres. We produced milk. We had 2 milk cows that we milked twice a day. We had a truck farm where we grew our own vegetables. We raised our own beef, our own pork. We raised our own fowl, chickens, turkeys, geese. But the thing was, you've got one that interest would be. And then you have farms that consist of something like XIT in Texas, thousands of acres.
Well, we've got Dairy Lee basically owns and operates the Farm Bureau, basically, I'm going to tell you. And again, as such, in a comparison, workman's comp is controlled by New York State and is $18 a hundred. This is back in 1995. And Dairy Lee did, for one thing, help us at that time. They showed that they were only paying workman's comp down in Pennsylvania of $6. So they proved that New York State, even though they're regulated and supposedly honest and all that, was lying through their teeth. They got us reduced down to $7 a hundred for, and they said in 3 years there would be enough money in the bank that the premium would be paid by the interest of that money in the bank. We didn't have any more premiums. Well, that wasn't true. The truth of the matter is we're still paying $7 a hundred, which is a lot better than $18 a hundred, and it's been 10 years past or 12 years past, but it's still a lot better than 18. But again, they said they would have enough money that we wouldn't have to pay anything, and that didn't happen. So it's
well,
just again,
these things oftentimes happen, that projections don't come true. We weren't forecast with rain today, but boy, one little cell came through here a while ago.
Yeah, but you've got to take the obvious, too, to where we set up the infrastructure of the power system, of the roads and everything else. We did it through a lot less tax than we're paying today, and now they're saying they can't even maintain them for the huge tax that they're charging us today. It's a huge lie.
Yeah,
and we got to call
now. Now there, you and I have to agree. You know, we're just that's one that it is true, and it's because there is so much waste. There are so many hands getting into the pie that by the time you look at what actually goes into production that actually gets used for the benefit of the public, they're just getting crumbs. It is an orgy going on, and when you see a guy who, for example, goes into Congress. And he's virtually penniless. And in 3 to 4 years, he's worth $11 million with a salary of, what, 180?
Yeah.
All right. Do the math.
Well,
where did the $11 million come from? When you've got a guy that's the head of the Democratic Party there, what's his name? I can see his face because he hates so much.
Bruno?
Harry Reid.
Okay.
He makes, a huge ton of money on land he never really actually owned. He just got his name included in the pot that goes through. Now, how much of that is waste? How much of that is just payoffs? How much of that is going on beneath the surface?
That's what's called what it is. It's fraud, it's theft, it's a lie.
It's the graft, they're just having an orgy. It's a feeding frenzy. And if you had fewer public servants, you'd probably run this government on what it was constitutionally intended to do on one-tenth of what they've got.
Did you see what the congressmen get for retirement?
It's just unreal.
It's like $11 million, and their wife gets like $178,000.
Oh, absolutely. And then on top of that, and here's the part that's really shocking to me, it's a two-year job.
Yeah. No, a four-year, I think.
No, I'm talking about congressmen.
Well, that's what. Yeah, I thought Congress is 4 year.
No, Congress is a 2 year term.
Okay, well that's you get $11 million. It's like $15,000 a month for, and it goes on. It worked out to be $11 million.
But if I hired you for a job for 2 years, would your next question be, well, what kind of retirement? Are you offering? No,
right.
No. You don't retire from a 2 year elected position. You go home after a couple of times because you've got to. Take care of the farmer. You've got to take care of the family. You've got to take care of the business.
Right.
But nonetheless, good point. You've got a good point there. But what I wanted to point out to you and to others who can think in the same direction in organizations in which they are involved is that you're in a position to point out to the Farm Bureau that there is a political issue that needs its attention and bring this issue of the false income tax to their attention.
Well, I've been doing that. I'm asking them the U.S. Title 50, Section 15, 20, or 20A, which legalizes chemtrails and the poisoning of the American public if they notify our local officials. And so anyhow, as they were giving us FEMA money for the storms they've been developing, I asked them about that law and did they create the storms to put us down? And they didn't have an answer. So anyhow, they've been asked the questions twice now. Next time I'm going to ask them if they don't have an answer. Why the hell don't you? Excuse my language, because you've been asked twice and you're not giving a response, and I'm asking for a pertinent law.
Well,
they don't want to get to it.
The law, your question presumes a fact that it hasn't been proven yet. But the question of what the law is a matter of black and white.
Correct.
So if you were to, instead of addressing them with contrails and poisoning and creating storms, which we don't have the proof on one way or the other on that, we got questions, but not answers yet.
Well, we do have the proof. I have the proof. I hand it to them when I give them that question.
But my suggestion is that it was relative to the fact that the application of the income tax to the farmers should stop because the law doesn't require it. And so, we've got to take another break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll be talking to Gary in Texas.
Hey, thank you very much.
And thank you for your call, John, and good luck with your issues there.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And coming up on the end of the first hour of the Live Free Zone, we just finished up talking about the Farm Bureau, and the fact that the Farm Bureau should have an interest in protecting its members from the application of an unlawful tax and from the taking of the fruits of their labor, even more literally than ours. But, you know, this applies to other organizations as well. I know that many of us are members of unions. I'm sort of a member of a union with the Louisiana Bar Association. And the American Bar, and these outfits are supposed to be trying to increase your standard of living. Now, what kind of raise has this union gotten for you that would compare to the raise that you can see in the year-to-date numbers of income taxes that are being withheld on your check? That you could look at for this week's check, just look at the year-to-date income tax withheld. What kind of raise would that be? Have they ever gotten you a raise that big before? I don't think so. And so, you know, bring it up with your business manager. Bring it up with your shop steward. Start talking about it with them. Write to your national office and point out to them, hey, they're taking money out here without legal authority to do it, and you can be getting your members billions of dollars in raises, in effect, by protecting your members from this unlawful extraction of their labor, this unlawful tax being applied to them when the law doesn't allow it, law doesn't authorize it. Gary in Texas is with us today. How are you doing, Gary?
Hello, Tom.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good, sir.
I called a couple weeks ago, and I got cut off, and I never got a chance to explain what I thought we maybe needed through Truth Attack to help us bring some people on board.
Well, you have to refresh my memory.
Okay.
I've been going through an awful lot lately.
I understand. One of the things that I think we really need is, like, videos that we can download on our computers and make DVDs to hand out to people, credentialed professionals, and that kind of ease into the subject and get people interested.
Yeah.
People don't have a lot of time, and if you hand them a video and they can sit down and look at it for 20 minutes, it kind of whets their appetite, and then I find out that they come back later and get more involved, and pretty quick you have them on board, and they're out searching the Internet for everything they can find on the subject of the tax honesty movement.
Yeah.
And so if some way Truth Attack could turn around and you could go there and download where you could make the video at home at a reasonable expense, and then you can go out and hand it out to a lot of people, and you get a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. As a matter of fact, by the way, I'm assuming you're enlisted and have your combat kit.
Yes, I do, and I've been working, and what I did is I find out that after truckers have been on the road for 7 or 8 hours, they pull into a truck stop, that they're very receptive to talk to you. and so what I do is I take a kit out, and I hand it out.
Now, Gary, we're not going to cut you off this time. You hear the background music piping in.
Okay.
That means they're about to break us off here for a few minutes. But I want to hold your call over, and we'll continue this discussion on the next hour here on the Live Free Zone.
With 3